RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from December 1941. Horde of the Black Eagle, the 95th adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan, read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces. The greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict, G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up SPAD airplane and backed by his wingmen, Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now, G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, Horde of the Black Eagle.
Chapter 1. The Mysterious Hill. It was not yet dawn. G8, the master American flying spy, and his battle aces strode out of the apartment attached to the end hangar at Le Bourget. On the line, three SPADs warmed. G8 walked with a quick, firm step. His keen gray eyes probed the darkness and picked out his own SPAD, which stood in the center of the three planes. Mechanics and flashlights were making last-minute checks as the engines idled. The first ship in the line had number 7 painted on it and was flown by the big, rock-jawed Bull Martin, the former All-American halfback, the two-fisted battle ace who would tackle willingly anything mortal with only his bare hands for weapons. G8 SPAD was next, and beyond it idled SPAD number 13. As if to defy the elements of chance, Nippy Weston, the little terrier ace who could laugh in the face of death, had had that number painted on his ship long ago. Nippy was the tow-headed ace who practiced tricks of magic as a hobby, and who took delight in kidding his pal, Big Bull Martin. From the door of the apartment, Battle, the tall, gaunt, bland-faced English manservant and master of the makeup kit, watched them go into the darkness. He waved and called in his gentle tone, "If you should chance to run across the bloody Kaiser, bring him back. I'm having spare ribs and sauerkraut for lunch, gentlemen." There were no special orders from G8 as the three climbed into their cockpits. Every one of the three knew what they were to do. A big drive was coming off in the Foulon sector at dawn, an advance along a front that extended for more than 10 miles on either side of Hill 93. Hill 93 was, in reality, a low plateau that rose some 50 or 100 feet in places about the surrounding area of Foulon. It was too large for a hill, about 5 miles across in every direction. But on the military map, it was designated as Hill 93. G8 was thinking of that rise as gasoline was poured into a ditch at the side of the field and lighted to show them the way into the air. That hill would likely be the toughest spot to take away from the Germans. G8 led his battle aces thundering into the dark skies. Higher and higher they climbed until they could see the gray streak in the east that marked the coming of dawn. By the time dawn had broken on the front and the Yank commanders had given the signal to go over the top, G8 and his battle aces were flying over Hill 93 and looking down on the advance. Yanks went over the top, tearing out of their trenches, dodging and ducking across no man's land in the push that was to help end the war. German planes came screaming from above, Fokkers which were diving straight down from high altitude. They'd been hiding up there waiting for this moment to come. G8 realized that the Germans must have known that this drive was coming off and when. They were prepared. 4 Fokkers came sizzling down at the master spy. G8 yanked up, half-rolled, dived, and zoomed again. Nippy and Bull had cut to either side of him so that there would be room for all of them to fight. A Fokker went down flaming, and a Nieuport flight came hurling in. One Nieuport zoomed up, turned lazily at the top of a stall, and went screaming down in a tight spin. G8 caught an enemy...